And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Trudeau.
It's the best I could do for our Millennials game. Robbie Williams, Millennium, thank you.
Seems like it has absolutely
nothing.
No correlation at all.
Not at all.
How about this from O-Town?
I love it.
There we go.
Name the song, Jen.
I have no idea.
Oh, stop it. Shaylee, our resident Millennial Promotions Director, is in the studio today to help us play Stump the Millennial.
Shaylee, who graduated college about 14 seconds ago, is the epitome of millennial. And she always gets, when we play Gen X versus millennial, she
yes.
always knows the millennial.
But you're putting a lot of pressure on me.
That's what she says.
Right.
Yeah. So we've got 10 questions for you.
Okay.
And we're going to get somebody on the phone. Do we have somebody there now?
We do. This is Autumn. Good morning, Autumn.
Hello.
What are you up to today? You're a bus driver?
I am.
Driving kids to school?
Not right now. I got a field trip at like 10:20.
Oh, is it to the zoo?
Trips.
No,
okay.
To farmer's market.
Oh, nice.
Oh, can we come?
No, we're not going
sure.
on a field trip. See, do you see what I mean? She's yeah. like in eighth grade.
Well, she
still.
Just got out of middle school, know, right? So she's ready for field trips.
Okay, so
every time we go pick up tickets, we're like, Shaylee, we're going on a field trip to the Sprint Center. You want to go? That's how we get her to do things. I ring a bell, and that's how we have lunch. It's awesome.
So we're going to ask her
so
10 questions about her own generation, because I'm convinced that she will probably know all of
these. She says the Pledge of Allegiance when she gets to work every morning, too.
Right, to stump her. But how many questions do you think out of 10 that she will get correct?
We'll say 9.
You think 9? All right.
That
wow.
is a lot. Wow.
This is good pressure. I like this.
All right. Oh,
okay, we ready?
I'm a little scared.
Let's start with an audio clip.
Okay.
We're going to play a song for you. Let me show Trudeau which song
Wait, which
this
one
is.
Are you...
Do you see the top?
Or the top one?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Play this song. You tell me what this was the theme song for, okay? I'm going to play.
Wait, was maybe I got the wrong song then.
Oh, this one up here? On...
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay,
gotcha. Don't I get points for delayed?
All right, here we go.
What was this the theme song of?
The Hells.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Wow, right off the bat. Look at that.
Took
2 seconds. Natasha Bedingfield,
that
Unwritten.
Is correct. All right, Britney Spears has been married 2 times. Name at least one of her husbands.
Kevin Federline.
Okay, can you name the other one for bonus points?
Jason Alexander.
That is ridiculous.
Jeez. Destroying this game so far.
Okay, most Gen Xers know Mayim Bialik from Blossom. What show do you know her from?
The Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Oh,
that is
man.
Correct.
How about 6 was the good one on the show, though, I got to tell you.
Right.
From Blossom.
Just all right.
Throwing it out there.
Paris Hilton caused controversy with a racy commercial for what?
Arties?
Can we accept that because it was technically Carl's
Jr.? Oh, Carl's Jr.
But,
yeah,
I mean, they
they're
are.
Owned by the same place.
Yeah,
I think
thing.
Judges will
so,
give
yeah,
it to
we'll
her.
Give you that.
Oh,
thank
and
you.
By the way.
That's hot.
That's going to be Jen's ringtone from now on.
That is my ringtone.
All
That's
right.
weird.
Oh, yeah. How would you guess?
Moving on. What are Kim Kardashian's kids' names? Shaylee the Millennial.
North and West. Saint West.
Saint and North. Correct.
With the last name. Do I get bonus points for that?
No. Okay. All right. Trudeau, it's your choice. You've got to play a song clip for her.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
she's got to name the artist.
Okay. Gotcha. I've got one over here that I'm going to play. How about this one?
Wake up in the morning feeling like
Kesha.
Hey, what up, girl?
It was too easy.
I know nothing of Kesha. I don't know who she is. I don't know.
Seriously?
You don't have any clue?
Nothing.
No. Uh-uh.
How about
sounds
earlier?
Like Courtney Stodden. Do you know who that is? That's who this sounds like.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Why do you know who that is?
She married that old guy, that's why.
The old dude, and I think she's knocked up now.
I saw a headline this morning that said National Treasure Courtney Stodden is 4 months
I wouldn't
pregnant.
Go right to that. But.
What about earlier millennial this?
1, 2, 3, my baby don't
Outcast.
Man,
you can't,
she's too good.
You cannot beat her. All right, we're going to continue moving on. Stumping the millennial. The debate of Team Edward and Team Jacob comes from what series?
The Twilight.
Okay. That is correct.
It's the Twilight Zone.
What is FOMO? If someone would text someone FOMO, what is FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
That is absolutely right. You cannot stump Shaylee the Millennial. Another audio clip. Okay, we're going to play a clip from a skit. This is a TV show. You have to tell us who is in this skit. Okay? He's going to play
really
a clip
hard.
For you.
Okay.
Bring it on down to Liquorville.
It's Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon.
bring it on down to Omeletville. It is Justin Timberlake.
It's my future husband.
Now we are going to play
He's married.
A song.
Doesn't matter.
Can you name his son? This is not one of my questions.
Silas.
Yes.
What? Why are you serious?
Yeah.
Why are you shocked?
I didn't even know that.
So he's going to play an audio clip for you. This is from a movie. You know which one I'm talking about.
Hey,
you have
one?
To name.
Show me the movie again.
I feel like we've already extended to our 10 questions, and
no,
I beat them
No, we're getting
all.
Close. Okay. Name the movie this is from.
Okay, here we go.
It might seem crazy. Happy Feet.
No, that is actually incorrect.
No.
Yeah.
It is? What was it?
Despicable Me 2.
Oh, I did know that.
I did stuff the millennial. Look at that. She got cocky at the end.
Yep.
Well, I was thinking happy in my head.
Haven't you gotten the 10 questions already?
That was the 10th. So she did get 9.
But you also cheated and you gave me extra. You gave me extra questions.
But you got it correct. Either
way. So it still counts.
Our player wins because you got at least 9.
That's right.
Boom.
Yeah, Autumn, we're going to send you off to Boots and Pearls. We're going to send you there to say whiskey and wine tasting, but make sure to get yourself back together for Friday's bus route, okay?
All right.
At the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum tomorrow night, a benefit with Alpha Point and presented by Delta Innovative Services, okay?
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.
So we started off this morning with a little millennial action, trying to stump the millennial Shaylee here.
And it can't be done. No. She only missed one question, and I think that's because she answered too quickly, or she would have gotten it.
I did.
She got a little arrogant, a little cocky there.
I think that's
there.
What happened.
I'm right here.
We're just sure.
Yeah, we can talk about you like you're not,
yeah, that's
though.
Okay.
It's fine.
We'll talk across you.
Thanks.
So,
thanks,
yeah, and about what she's wearing today. I mean, the hot pink headphones, really?
You're jealous, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Get
you can borrow
Toys
them.
Or Us or no? Yeah.
Guys, you didn't see the bedazzled ones
Santa,
I had at home.
Santa brought them, okay?
Actually, it was the Easter Bunny, but close.
Oh, okay. All right.
Of course, they're Easter colors.
So now the tables are turned. Shaylee has some questions for Jen here about, these are millennial questions
uh-huh.
as well.
So they're about your generation, which mm-hmm. I don't understand. Because
now
I'm 40, and I feel like I might as well be 1,000. But go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if I know any
start,
of these.
Do you want to start with the audio clip?
Sure, we can.
Okay.
All right. Yes, she came in here producing the show, by the way. There, get this audio
I know,
clip.
Feel free. It's your show now, Shaylee.
Yeah,
thank you.
It is her
what do you
show.
Want to do?
All right, so I'm going to play this. You have to tell us what it's from,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Saved by the Bell.
Dang.
That's Jesse Spano.
Bonus
Showgirls?
Points for what she was on.
It was like Adderall. It was some kind of speed because she was trying to study.
Dang.
She stayed up. Oh, don't give me Saved by the Bell.
Well,
I was
up didn't know.
Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. watching.
Well, it wasn't
some.
That big of a moment for me.
Mark
I didn't
Paul
know this
Gossler.
Was a defining moment of the
True
show.
Story.
Yeah.
It kind of was. Okay. Can you name all three members of Hanson?
Is there a... I'm going to say Zach.
Okay. That's one.
Nice.
Hanson. I do love Mbop.
We've discovered that was one of her favorite songs. It's one of her guilty pleasure
too.
Songs.
And I know they played at the Kansas State Fair a long time ago.
You're diverting from the question.
Hanson, that's how you
She's
buy
just buying time.
My mom's a politician. This is how
Clearly.
We work. Zach.
Said that already?
Zane and Harry.
Oh, jeez. Very wrong. Isaac, Taylor, and Zach.
I could have come up with Isaac if I would have thought about
right.
it.
Taylor.
Right.
Okay. Who sings Remix to Ignition?
I don't know what you just said.
What?
Is that a song? Is that a show? Is that
that's a song.
And Kanye West.
Close, but no, it was R. Kelly.
Okay. No.
It's totally close.
I think you would know it if you actually heard it, though.
I mean, maybe.
Can't imagine that I would.
I can play it here for you.
There was a show.
Break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you.
You rock out to this all the time. Don't act like you don't.
Reminds me of mine. I want to be cool enough to say
well,
I know it, but
official.
I don't.
She's old.
Am I old, or do I just like good music?
Okay, now you're insulting my taste in music.
You didn't know Stairway to Heaven the other day when
we
were...
You know what? We're not talking about the past, Jen. We're talking about right now.
Okay, next.
Okay, who did we look to explain it all?
Explain it all.
give you a hint.
Clarissa?
Yeah.
Because that's on, is that like a Disney show or something?
It was Nickelodeon, but okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Melissa
right.
Joan Hart.
All right. Look at you. What was the other show she was on in the 90s?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
You're not playing, anyway.
Okay.
She's married to the guy from Course of Nature. A band?
I don't know what that is.
You know, that's a band.
No.
Oh. Okay. No?
Not
okay.
a clue.
All right. Fine.
All right. Last one. Can you name all the Spice Girls by their Spice name?
Mm. Scary?
Mm-hmm.
Shorty?
No.
Shoddy?
Shorty.
Wait, okay, I'm going to write them down. Can I write?
Sure.
Scary.
You can take notes.
Baby is the blonde one,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah.
Baby. Scary baby.
This, by the way, is on the UK immigration
test. Sporty. Sporty is the tall, thin one.
Is it really?
To get a pass. Yes, you have to name all the Spice Girls. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. It's like, I'm moving. I got this.
Scary baby.
To get your passport for the UK, name all the Spice
Can you
Girls.
Not? Sporty. Shiny.
No.
Shiny.
Was that a real guess?
It seems like there'd be somebody sparkly.
I want to really drive this pin through
baby,
my eyes.
Sporty.
Okay, Trudy, do you know this?
Who's Posh. The-
oh, right, of course.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Bex.
And you still are missing one.
Scary had the big hair. Baby was the blonde. Sporty's tall and thin. Posh is tiny, thin.
It's another hair-related one. Think of that.
No, it's not.
What?
You're not thinking like a woman. That's... I don't know. Sporty.
Maybe I don't know the Spice Girls then. But no, really, it's related to hair, right?
There's only one blonde one, right? And that was... I don't know.
Think about hair color.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
Is there a redhead?
Yeah.
Oh, that's who I'm missing.
Yes.
Spicy. It's not spicy?
It's not spicy spice.
Spicy spice. God.
Sriracha wasn't popular back then, so it wasn't that either.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.